I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The global tariff trade war initiated by Donald Trump is meant to be primarily directed against China. China, which is the number one trading partner of the US, runs an annual trade surplus of almost $250 billion in its trade with the US. This kind of a trade surplus is harmful to the US interests, and it also happens because of trade policies pursued by China, which are intended to be harmful and in its favor, which includes an undervalued yuan. Donald Trump intended to target these kind of trade practices and this kind of trade surplus that China runs with the US. But in the process of targeting China, even the likes of India have got roped into the trade tariff war of America against various nations. Angered and irritated by India's unwillingness to bring down the import duties on the import of the iconic Harley-Davidson bike into India. Irritated by that, Donald Trump also unleashed import duties on Indian products. America has levied an additional import duty on the levy of Indian steel into America and also Indian aluminium into America. And the duties are 20%, 25% on Indian steel and 10% on Indian aluminium products. These kind of levies are expected to amount to $241 million of additional import duty levied by the US on Indian products. India retaliated in a similar move. In a tit-for-tat approach, remindful of the way China attacked the problem, India also levied import duties on the import of 29 American products into India, which include Californian apples and Californian almonds. I think India included the Californian products of the almonds and apples perhaps to pressurize the Californian farmers, which are bound to be hit by these kind of levies, to pressurize them, to pressurize their president, to ensure that this regime of very regressive levy of additional import duties by the Trump administration against Indian products is withdrawn. These kind of levies on American products, which were a tit for tat, are a moot spoiler. India and America at the moment have a very healthy relationship. India is a strategic partner of the US, and this kind of a healthy relationship would head into a moot spoiler zone by virtue of these kind of retaliatory trade levies initiated by Donald Trump. So India did something sensible. While India also announced these kind of levies, which are to start from the 4th of August, it also started parallelly talking to the Trump administration to try to put sense and ensure that these levies are stopped. So India started discussions and negotiations with the office of the US Trade Representative and hoping that they would be able to amicably resolve the issue. India's requests came in, but the USTR, the US Trade Representative, refused to agree to India's requests. In a second parallel move, India suggested to the USTR that do not levy import duties as you are suggesting, Why don't you just levy quantitative limits on the imports of Indian steel and aluminum in the US? This suggestion of India was actually contrary to its own industry players, who did not want any quantitative restrictions on imports into the US. But yet, India, in a mature move, suggested that. The USTR did not agree to this kind of a suggestion also. The import levies by India were to kick in, and that would have started an all-out friction between two countries which need to see a larger picture in their overall trade. The larger picture is that India would like to pursue export of its farm products, export of its agri products, engineering goods, auto components and automobiles into the US. And the US would like to get into sectors of oil and gas, civil aviation and agri products into India. Both have a far bigger agenda to pursue. And this bigger agenda would get spoiled by virtue of these retaliatory duties against each other. India's duties were expected to result in a levy of import duty worth $235 million against US's levy of duty on Indian products of $241 million. And that is a speck. It's a small amount compared to the billions of dollars of trade the two countries do. And the trade has been increasing year after year. They are strategic partners in trade. So these kind of levies were highly avoidable. India did the right thing. It announced that it was postponing the start of such levies by 45 days. So for the moment, India has receded, hoping that better sense would prevail. And better sense hopefully will prevail when the 2x2 meeting, which is the meeting of the Indian Finance Minister and Defense Minister with their American counterparts, which is expected to take place in Delhi on the 26th of September. It is hoped that better sense will prevail in this meeting. And these kind of levies will not be imposed by both the countries. These kind of levies are frictionful, they are retaliatory, they are mood spoilers, and they harm the long-term interests of both the countries. Especially when the fact remains is, experience says that when regressive trade policies are pursued and levied, it becomes very difficult to retract them and recede from them later. So hopefully, better sense may prevail on the 26th September 2x2 meeting between the foreign minister and defense ministers of the two countries. And if that happens, both the countries would avoid this short-term populist jingoism against each other in the interest of their own long-term interests, which are sizable and are opening up one after the other. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.